Every generation needs a good breakup song. Some are full of rage, some full of sadness. Swedish pop star Robin made a breakup song that became a millennial anthem full of energy and perseverance. It's the latest musical deep dive in our American Anthem series, and NPR's Sam Sanders is our guide.
From the start, Robin's Dancing on My Own reaches right into your soul and latches on. The song's about 118 beats per minute, a tempo engineered almost perfectly for human movement.
You know, it's right around where scientists have placed the preferred walking tempo.
That's Nate Sloan,
co-host of the podcast Switched on Pop and assistant professor of musicology at the University of Southern California.
Nate says what also makes this song special is that it's one big bait and switch. After the music starts all happy and dancey, Robin turns it around when she starts to sing. Somebody said you got a new friend. Does she love you better than I can? Somebody said you got a new friend. Does she love you better than I can? That's a breakup song. Nate Sloan says that puts Dancing on My Own right up there with a bunch of other classic sad songs that sound happy.
It's definitely got a long history in pop, like Mbop by Hanson.
Wait, that's a sad song?
That's a really sad song, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Dancing on My Own, Robin is at the same club as an ex-lover. On the same dance floor, she sees this ex dancing with another girl. I'm in the corner, watching you kiss. The chorus peaks with Robin accepting reality and dancing through the pain. But I'm not the guy you're taking home. Ooh, I'm going to keep dancing on my own. Keep dancing on my own. This strange thing has happened with Dancing on My Own in the last few years. Every time I've seen people experiencing this song, a song with the words on my own in the title, they are not alone. Lena Dunham's character on HBO's Girls, she danced to Dancing on My Own in a scene of that show with her character's best friend. Lots of people told me about playing this song at wedding receptions to get everyone on the floor dancing and singing together. There's this one video on YouTube. It's got dozens of people on a subway platform in New York, all going home after a Robin concert, waiting for the train, and crammed together on the subway platform, they burst into song together, singing Dancing on My Own. I'm just gonna dance all night. Woo! I'm on my spot, I'm so out of line. Dancing on My Own was first released in the States in 2010. Years before this song, Robin was making light, fluffy teen pop. But Robin left that behind, made her own record label, changed up her look, and she began to make music that was edgier. In 2010, Robin told NPR about basically breaking up with a certain side of the music industry.
It was a big, big change for me, but I really didn't feel like I had another option. For me, it was like the last thing to try before I was going to quit music, kind of.
Sasha Geffen is a music critic, and she says even though Robin left teen pop behind, she still has teen pop in her DNA. And that's part of what makes the song Dancing on My Own work.
It's important to see her as a teenager who survived, right? She has kind of learned to carry the intensity of teenage emotion into perfectly adult pop songs.
Patrick Berger is a Swedish songwriter. He co-wrote and produced Dancing on My Own with Robin. He told me his favorite lyric in the song is this perfect example of that messy teenage emotion. Robin singing about being stubborn. Yeah, I know it's stupid, but just gotta see it for myself. Patrick Berger says lyrics like that make Dancing on My Own something different than those breakup songs where you're just tough and strong and everything's gonna be fine and you're great.
And you're not really being the smartest person on the planet. You're not being the nicest. You're not being, like, the best. You're just, like, you're just a loser. And that's fine, you know? You're lost.
Lost, but dancing through it. In researching this story, I heard from a Robin fan who had a particularly touching story about just that, being lost and using Dancing on My Own to dance through it. Her name is Nora.
I'm Nora McInerney. I'm a writer and a podcast host.
Her podcast is called Terrible, Thanks for Asking. Nora told me as soon as she met her boyfriend, Aaron, who became her husband.
He asked me basically right away, do you like Robin?
He made her listen to all things Robin. He was obsessed. Robin became a big part of their relationship. But a few years after the relationship began, it ended.
Aaron, 4 years after we met, he died of brain cancer.
And as he was dying, Aaron made Nora a playlist.
One of the songs that was on his funeral playlist was Dancing on My Own.
Nora obeyed his request, and she played Robin's Dancing on My Own at her husband's funeral.
There's that line where she says, the lights go out, the music dies. You don't see me standing here, and I just came to say goodbye. And I do bawl at that part pretty regularly.
At the funeral, Nora did bawl, but she also danced.
It had thinned out. There were maybe 100 people left, and the music was playing, and I was very, very drunk. I would not recommend blacking out at your husband's funeral, but if you got to do it, I mean, if you must, and I remember singing that song and crying with my friends.
Nora says now, Dancing on My Own makes her think of all the times she'll get on dance floors with her son, Aaron's son, and dance with him. And that's really the reason Robin's Dancing on My Own is a true anthem. Because every time with this song, whenever you hear it, whenever you experience it, you immediately feel less alone. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Sam is the host of the podcast It's Been a Minute with Sam Sanders.